From the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. We continue now with our third hour as we rock all the way until 3 o'clock today. Robert Rydell is going to be our guest from Vikings territory on the National Football League and, of course, the Vikings. He joins us on the Draft House 50 hotline, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Robert, good afternoon to you.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
We're doing great, pal. Bring us up to speed on what you believe right now, where the Vikings are in training camp. Can you highlight a couple of players that have shown up really well early in training camp?
Absolutely, absolutely. The first one that comes to mind is Dalvin Cook. I don't think that should come as much of a surprise. Second-round rookie, the guy that slid all the way down in the second round. I think a lot of people are thinking right now, I can't believe that the Vikings were able to get this guy in the second round, as opposed to being, a top 15 pick, which, that's how he has looked throughout training camp thus far. With Latavius Murray sitting on the shelf, he's been getting the first team reps, and Jerick McKinnon has also missed some time. So it's been kind of the Dalvin Cook show so far in Mankato, and people have been very impressed with his talent. Like I said, it kind of confirms what we expected from him coming out of FSU, and he's looked really good in his first training camp here in Mankato. Other than him, getting into kind of some down the roster guys, Anton Exum, for example, a guy that played safety. He was in the tub all of last season for the Vikings. Has been kind of an on and off player. Seems like he's been in Mike Zimmer's doghouse a couple times throughout his tenure. But he's made the move to slot corner, a position where the Vikings obviously lost Captain Munnerlyn during the offseason, and they've been kind of looking for help there. It seems like Mackenzie Alexander is still going to be the guy, but it's been impressive what Anton Exum has shown here, both with regard to his versatility, his ball skills, and just kind of his ability to adapt to a new position. It could bode well for him when the Vikings are down to making that the 53-man roster cuts.
Well, one of the most important parts, and you started talking about Dalvin Cook and getting that run game back up to even an average type of level, is the offensive line, and they got to stay healthy as they look to retool it. There isn't a ton of depth there, and to me, the biggest story that's happened here early on is the injury that's happening with Riley Reiff, the former Iowa Hawkeye. Tell us the latest on Reiff and what's happening with him and that injury and what they're doing trying to shuffle some things around.
Kind of going off what I said about Latavius Murray, that's the two primary free agents the Vikings signed this offseason, both Murray and, like you said, Reiff. Both of those guys have been on the shelf so far. It's certainly been disappointing, but like I said, with Dalvin Cook, his ability to be able to take first team reps and get more action in training camp as a result of the Murray injury, the Reiff injury, the narrative obviously is the fact that the Vikings are paying him a boatload of money, and he comes in as kind of the fixer to that left side, the blind side protector for Sam Bradford, so the Vikings can start moving into the 5 and 7 step drops more frequently in this upcoming season. But as a result of him being off the field, Mike Zimmer has stated that he doesn't at this point know when he intends to return. I think some of it is cautionary to some degree because he is expected to be that starting guy week one virtually. There's no possibility of that really changing unless he is injured. But as a result, Rashad Hill, a guy that flashed week 17 against the Bears last season, came in as an injury replacement for TJ Clemmings and played about 55 snaps and looked really, really good. His encore performance at training camp this year has been very impressive, and Pat Sherman, just in his press conference today, was talking about how impressed he has been with his growth and development. So that's a guy to keep an eye on, especially if someone like Mike Remmers, who the Vikings also signed this offseason, sort of, at the very least, to put it kindly, not really standing out at camp and making some of the same mistakes that got him cut a couple years back with the Vikings.
We're having a conversation with Robert Rydell, Vikings territory, on the Draft House 50 hotline. Let me ask you about Sam Bradford. We saw what happened last year. The wheels kind of came off the wagon late in the season. How have they changed things? I know you referenced the offensive line, and that has to be taken care of. But have they tweaked the offense, at least what you've been able to see a little bit, so that Bradford can take more shots down the field?
Well, the biggest changes that you saw, to this offense were actually kind of foreshadowed during the offseason process and especially during the draft. The Vikings obviously signed Michael Floyd, who was another big free agent. He comes in as an immediate red zone body. You bring in a guy during the sixth round in tight end Bucky Hodges, who was basically a glorified split end, listed as a tight end, kind of a Jimmy Graham type in college, with that 6'6" frame and kind of a natural mismatch in one-on-one matchup. So these kind of additions to the roster, Latavius Murray, Dalvin Cook as well, you can even flex it as far as to go with Rodney Adams and Stacey Coley, who have, you know, in their own ways been impressive as well this season. Sam Bradford's going to have a whole lot more weapons, both guys that he can target in the red zone in one-on-one situations, allow Pat Shurmur to be more creative in that regard, a situation the Vikings have consistently struggled in. Even in 2015, when they were able to make the playoffs, the red zone has been a nightmare for them. They've been getting three for far too consistently and not getting 6 points, and, you know, that's kind of a trademark of an 8-8 team. So the Vikings really attacked the situational football aspect, giving Bradford more options. So, for example, if the offensive line isn't able to protect for seven-step drops consistently, they can at least get some guys out there with the yards after catch with Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs. Michael Floyd is a great guy after the catch as well, despite kind of the hulking frame. And then Laquon Treadwell has really showed up this camp as well, and kind of, for the time being, has put the bust label on hold that every Vikings fan, at least last year, was ready to hand to him.
Minnesota Vikings talk right now. BJ Rydell joining us on the Draft House 50 hotline. All right, so expectations. We know NFL fan bases in general, their expectations are a tad higher than what you get on the national level. Sure. Where are you getting the temperature of the fan base right now? I know there's excitement. There is always excitement. Even for the putrid teams like my Chicago Bears, you still have some kind of excitement because football's coming back. But
it's the beauty of this beginning of the season,
great.
Right?
It's great.
Yeah.
Where do you feel the Vikings fans are at right now? A great chance to win the division, surprise everybody and get it to the Super Bowl and play it at home. Where are, for the most part, the Vikings fans you talk to?
Well, for the last, basically since Mike Zimmer arrived, the optimism has kind of been with the defense, right? He comes in from Cincinnati with his long history of success as a defensive coordinator, also as a defensive backs coach, the linebackers coach, a guy that can really do it all. So the defense has always been, you know, Vikings fans universally have kind of been really excited about the defense improving and getting better. And, you know, that it stays that way this year. I think Vikings fans have kind of gotten dulled to the point where it's, you know, they kind of expect a top 10 to top 5 defensive unit at this point. So that's a big thing for Vikings fans, is they really feel, just again, collectively, there are some people out there that are skeptics for reasons, you know, Mackenzie Alexander being question mark in the slot, for example. But generally speaking, this is a unit that is considered to be Super Bowl caliber. And on top of that, Michael Floyd and Laquon Treadwell playing very well during camp has really, you know, kind of sparked the offensive resurgence. A lot of people have been talking about the idea that, you know, if Sam Bradford isn't able to make it work with all of these new offensive weapons that he has, plenty of different tools in his arsenal, same goes for Pat Shurmur, then, you know, you have to start pointing the finger somewhere else, because the Vikings certainly have addressed those needs, and there's a reason to be optimistic about, you know, Sam Bradford, who was so accurate downfield and limited targets of 20-plus yards last season. People are much more excited with, you know, all of a sudden, it's a depth chart of wide receivers that is very, very talented, top to bottom, all the way down to about the fifth or sixth guy. That's something that Vikings fans haven't seen since at least 2009, when Sidney Rice and Percy Harvin were running the show. So it's kind of optimistic as a whole. I would say that Vikings fans are used to being disappointed, so the expectations are just kind of inherently tempered in that regard. But I think most people here will tell you that they're expecting the Vikings to make the playoffs and be a dark horse Super Bowl contender, like you said.
All right, if that's the case then, Robert, take me to the defensive side of the football. Most of our conversation has been offense thus far. Where are the real strong points that Vikings fans need to really keep an eye on as far as the defense is concerned?
Well, the strongest point at this point, in my personal opinion, is a defensive end position, because of the rotation that they have in store with guys like Everson Griffin and Danielle Hunter projected to be the starters, the left and right end positions. But then you've got Brian Robertson behind him. You've got Stephon Weatherly, who has played very well during camp. He's kind of been lost in the shuffle the last couple of years, but he looks to be a guy that could contribute this season as a rotational guy. Sean Bauer, who is the highest paid undrafted free agent for the Vikings this offseason, also adds depth to the mix, and he's at the very least going to be a practice squad guy with the upside to make 53. Barring some sort of, you know, all of a sudden fall off the cliff type of performance. On top of that, you've got Xavier Rhodes and Harrison Smith obviously locking up that secondary. Anderson Dale is very solid opposite Harrison Smith. You have to be excited about Trey Waynes' progression over the last couple of seasons. I think over the course of, you know, the last couple of weeks last year, you started seeing him being able to cover not just that 7, 8, 9 route, those vertical routes that he uses his speed to kind of cover guys with. He's also been able to make coverage plays, pass defenses on quick snap routes like Plant that has given him so much trouble and kind of got him in trouble with his hands over the course of his career. So all across the board, it's complimentary. But I would say that the two strongest points for the Vikings right now are that pass rushing unit and the coverage unit, which complements this area well, obviously.
Talking Vikings right now, taking a look around as we continue our NFL training camp reports with the Vikings and B.J. Rydell right now with us on the Draft House 50 hotline. Continuing on, one kind of sad note, 16 years ago, Corey Stringer, his death, and it's still... It's something that is talked about. There's awareness and prevention measures that have happened, not just with the Vikings, but across the NFL. But every year during training camp, I know it's something that certainly sticks in the minds of Vikings fans as they're going through the heat that you have every year up there in Mankato.
Absolutely. You know, Corey Stringer, we talked about this injury recently, you know, on one of the audio programs that we do here at Vikings Territory. And the idea that Corey Stringer's injury his death was for a purpose, right? It sort of was revolutionary in how trainers sort of respond to both dehydration and kind of getting guys in and out of repetitions, you know, help in a healthy way as to not have that type of result ever happen again. And that's created changes across the NFL. So, you know, Corey Stringer is finally remembered here in Vikings territory. He always will be. You know, his promise as an offensive tackle, on top of what his, you know, what his death did for the NFL in terms of improvement, make him, you know, one of the most memorable Vikings that really we never got to see him tap into that potential. And, you know, it's really a shame based off of what we saw early on in his career.
Let me follow up with just an NFL football question for you.
Sure.
And that is the Baltimore Ravens right now. We know what happened with Ray Rice and the assault on then his fiance and then his wife, and we know how that turned out. They have been considering signing Colin Kaepernick as a backup quarterback, and
right. It
appears that the coach and front office would like to do it, but
right. It's
getting the okay from the owner. Is it because, do you think, of what happened with the Ray Rice incident, that is why the owner has not given approval?
Honestly, I don't think that the two incidents with Ray Rice and Colin Kaepernick are connected at all. I think that this is literally just a monetary issue. Owners are notorious for trying to, you know, maximize their profit, maximize the worth, the value of their franchise. So when they, you know, for example, do go look to sell, they can make a huge profit when they turn the team over to someone else. So I think that this is simply the amount of, you know, how polarizing of a player Colin Kaepernick is. I think owners, just generally speaking, are kind of scared of how he may affect the financial side of the football industry. Obviously, it's a business, and, you know, some of this stuff is tough truths, but I really think that it's the owners as a whole are scared of bringing this guy in because they don't want to lose money as a result of, you know, how polarizing a player and his activism has been so far. But I think it does speak volumes to his capability as a quarterback and sort of what people have talked about, how he should be on a roster based off of his talent. It says quite a bit that, you know, John Harbaugh wants him on the team. He just needs to get the owner to sign off. And I feel like that's kind of what it's been like for in Seattle as well.
Good stuff. Hey, BJ, always good catching up with you. One final thing as we kind of wrap around, we went around the NFL. You're also a T-Wolves Twins guy. You keep an eye on Minnesota sports. You didn't go to the U, though. Are you going to be watching being PJ Fleck tonight? Is that getting any buzz out there with that goofball?
PJ Fleck is, you know, the energy is palpable. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And I think that he's really drawing in a lot of people based off of simply the just relentless optimism and just the decibels he's able to hit and just the weird sayings that he brings. He's just very innovative and just cerebral, just a lot of fun as a whole. So I think that he's really drawing a huge crowd, and just his ability to recruit in the past, you know, being able to recruit from, you know, not having exactly the best recruiting place to recruiting from. He's obviously wasn't coming, getting recruits from Texas, no five stars, but the ability to bring in a three-star and develop that guy has people very excited in Gophers territory. So like you said, I didn't go to the U of M, but I'm certainly excited about PJ Fleck, and I think that most people in Minnesota are.
That's incredible. It's going to be fun to watch this little documentary on rowing the boat. I are you all in, Robert? have you rowed the boat yet? That's what I want to know.
I've been rowing since the day they signed him. I was, again, like I just said, I don't necessarily follow the Gophers. I kind of wish them the best because I am a native Minnesotan. So when I saw that, that they had an opening at the head coaching position, I saw that PJ Fleck was looking to kind of amp it up into a major conference. I was really hoping that Minnesota would, get his flavor involved because, we've seen what Mike Zimmer's personality and kind of very visible personality, again, palpable personality, how it's been able to revolutionize the Vikings franchise from what it was prior to, the Leslie Frazier era, let's put it that way. It's made a huge difference for Vikings fans, and I think PJ Fleck has the ability to do the same thing for Gophers fans.
Thanks, as always. Good catching up with you, BJ. We'll be doing this a lot as time allows, coming up here through the month of August, getting ready for training camp, and preseason football starts up tomorrow with the Hall of Fame game. Thanks, as always, BJ, for your time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me again, guys.
That's great, Trent, having him on. That was a lot of fun. Great, great stuff from him, too.
Yes, yeah, full of information, does a wonderful job. Vikings Territory, they also have a great podcast. A lot of great people put in a ton of work over there for the Vikings fans. And where are you with the Vikings? Playoff team still on the fringes? As you look at them here at the beginning of August, what do you see out of the Vikings?
I think they're close. I give them a chance to get in. I really do. We all know that they got to keep Bradford healthy,
sure,
and they got to get a running game. But yeah, I could see them, beating some teams, maybe pulling an upset here and there, and sneaking into the playoffs as a wild card. Yeah, I could possibly see that.
Well, they were the team of football at the beginning of the year last year, and then the wheels fell off from there, and injuries happened. The offensive line was decimated. We'll see. It's not good news right now with Riley Reiff being injured. He wasn't even on the practice field today. They can't afford that. They went out. They spent. They retooled the offensive line, but they haven't been able to build a whole lot of depth. That is scary again when you're hearing that right away at the beginning of training camp. We got trouble again along that offensive line.
I'm with you. And they got to have some studs up there that can block because we know Sam Bradford, how brittle he is, and how the injuries stack up on him. Just all you have to do is go back and check out his career. Somebody lays a hangnail on him and he seems to get hurt. So they're going to have to shore that line up in order for the Vikings to have any chance at success.
Jimmy B, we're going to take a timeout when we come back. We got a little baseball talk. As Dave Dierks will be here, the Waukee baseball coach. Going to talk some high school baseball. Big event happening here in the Metro coming up starting tomorrow. So we'll talk with him about that. We got a couple other things. And fantasy football fans, you want to stay tuned. We got a big announcement coming tomorrow with some fantasy football. And I'll just leave it at that. If you like fantasy football, you're going to be wanting to listen to Jimmy B and TC all the way every day up through the season. I got a little something special up my sleeve. What do you think of that?
So you're teasing everybody. It's called
yes.
The tease, Trent. Ah, well done, my brother. Very well done.
Absolutely.
Well, coming right back, everybody. Right here, it's the Big Talker 1700.
1700 KBGG is the Big Talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3, sports talk that rocks. 1700 KBGG.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Whether you're a beginner or an experienced golfer, Practice makes you, well, can make you perfect. Willow Creek Golf Course is a great place to do just that. Their driving range is open and ready for you to get just a little better. There's lots of room, grass tees, and even a practice green. Call for more information at 515-285-4558 or visit willowgolf.com. That's willowgolf.com. Willow Creek Golf Course on Southeast Willow Creek.
Hungry for something different? Head to Pita Pit and try an endless combination of lean meats, toppings, and spreads. Pita Pit is a fun, casual atmosphere with fresh, made-to-order pitas on a unique flatbread you'll only find at Pita Pit. There are gluten-free options, catering, and daily $4.99 specials. Monday, it's buffalo chicken. Tuesday, it's Philly steak. Wednesday, get any double meat for 99 cents. Thursday's Pita Pit special is the chicken souvlaki. Friday is the BLT. Turkey is Saturday's pita, and Sunday's is the gyro. You can order online at PitaPitUSA.com/build. That's PitaPitUSA.com/build. Pita Pit, fresh grilled, flavor filled. Now you can try the Pita Pit for yourself and save. The Pita Pits in Ankeny, Urbandale, Des Moines, and West Des Moines are this week's sweet deal. Get $50 worth of Pita Pit certificates to use at these locations for only $25. Get this Pita Pit sweet deal for yourself Friday morning at 9 at 1700kbgg.com.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
It's baseball season, and if you're looking for a place to go for all the MLB games, make it Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Cubs, Twins, Royals, White Sox, Cardinals, even the Brew Crew, or an out-of-market game. Draft House 50 has you covered with the MLB Extra Innings Package. Upscale bar food, an amazing beer selection, and on the weekends, brunch and Bloody Mary Bar every Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Back to the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. It's Jimmy B and TC.
Welcome back. We'll take you up until 3 o'clock here this afternoon, as we do each and every weekday. Jimmy B and TC here on the Big Talker 1700. Well, one of my favorite things throughout the summer is high school baseball, and the baseball and softball tournaments have concluded as we finished things up last week. Waukee there once again, the fourth consecutive year in the state tournament, three straight years making it to the semifinals. The head man from the Waukee baseball team, Dave Dirks, joins us right now on the Draft House 50 hotline. Coach, good afternoon.
Thanks for having me on.
Oh, of course. We're always happy to talk baseball. And Coach, a little bit about the program we want to talk about today, but before we get to that, the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association has their All-Star Series this week. Going to be happening over in your guys' neck of the woods in Waukee, along with Johnston and Ankeny. If you can, explain to the baseball fans a little bit what we're going to be seeing in this series of games, and maybe what the schedule kind of looks like.
Yeah, we're very fortunate and very happy to host Coach High at Ankeny Centennial and Coach Bart at Johnston. I have decided that we would host the annual All-Star Series. Basically what it is we host 64 senior baseball players. They are nominated by their high school coaches. The Coaches Association then selects three coaches for each team. So they're split into four different teams, large school East, large school West, and then we have the small school East, small school West. And those coaches that are selected then select their roster, and then they come to a site, and it travels, and we put in a host this year, and we were accepted to do so. So basically what happens is those kids get a chance to play four games in 4 days. So Waukee will host games on Thursday night and Friday afternoon, and then Johnston will host games on Saturday morning, they go into the afternoon, and then Ankeny High School will host games on Sunday morning and early afternoon.
Looks like a great event. You guys always do a great job. The High School Coaches Association, they're there for all kinds of different sports. It seems like there's maybe even a more close-knit community with the baseball coaching. Does it seem that way to you as well, Coach?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been a part of an association where so much is done for the kids, but also done for the coaches. You know, we have a clinic every year that's well attended. I think it's one of the most well attended high school clinics of all the sports. We have great speakers that come in. You know, the crazy part about us is that we also invite umpires.
Yeah.
So we have an umpires clinic and a coaches clinic at the exact same site, and we actually get along, needless to what people think about on the field. But you know, we sit and we hang out and we tell stories and we talk about the game of baseball. And I think it's just a great organization to promote our high school game.
Oh, it is, and I love what you guys have done throughout the years. Lee and company over on the other side of the state, over in Western Iowa, what he's been able to build, and should be a great event. For people maybe looking to see some schedule, where the games are, is it just the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association website? Can they find it over there?
Yes, it should be on that website. I will check on that today, and I'll get a hold of Lee if it is not, but it should be on that website. Like I said, we host here tomorrow night. We've been able to set up some fun things for these players to do because it is an honor to be selected.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get selected, we want to make sure that they just get to come and worry about playing baseball and hanging out and having a good time. So we host two games here Thursday night. We play at 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock here. Then we get up Friday morning, the boys get up and we're actually taking a bowling. They got a 2-hour bowling session. They get to go do and hang out and get to meet, know each other a little bit and be a little competitive off the baseball field. Then we are going to play two games here on Friday afternoon at 1 and 3. And then we've partnered or have asked the Iowa Cubs, and they've been gracious enough to donate tickets so all the players and coaches get a chance to go watch the Iowa Cubs game on Friday night.
Sure.
So it's been a great,
that's great,
great setup to this point, and I hope it all just comes together like I have it planned anyway.
Coach, that sounds terrific. Look, there's nothing better than bowling to bring everybody together. I've always said that. That's one of my favorite things to do.
Right.
I've got a question.
Everybody can do it, too. That's the best part.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. They have to put the bumpers in there for me because I just throw it in the gutter all the time. But
right. Aside, and the ramp.
And the ramp, yes. Aside from that, I've got a question for you. You've had terrific success the last 3 years, getting your team to the semifinals each time. But each time it's ended up in a loss. I understand when you're a coach, it's a tremendous accomplishment just to get to the semifinals. But it's got to be tough on you and maybe even the kids a little bit as well, getting there but still not being able to get to that championship game.
Yeah, it is hard. It is hard. I've replayed every one of those, I think, multiple times. And unfortunately, as a coach, a lot of the times we remember the losses, you know, and that's what's hard and that's what stings. And it's been close. I mean, we've had some great baseball games. You know, last year we got beat by one run by Prairie and had a chance at the end. And then the dogfight we had with Johnston last Friday night, we just were super, super close. I just hope someday we can get over that hump.
You know, the breaking through always seems to be that difficult spot. You built this program up, Coach, into an incredible fashion. But when people talk about Waukee, it's about the growth and then about the split that's coming. Have you thought about that at all? And when officially will you guys have the two high schools? I've heard different things. I can't remember exactly when it's going to be, but seems like it's right around the corner.
Yeah, it'll be here before we know it. It's crazy how time fast, or how fast time goes. I've been at Waukee now for, this is my sixth year already, and it feels like I just got here. When they split, I try not to get too involved in it because I don't have a whole lot of control over it, to be honest. I believe it's the school year 2021 or 21-22 is when they'll officially open the new high school. But I'm not certain on that. So I shouldn't say a whole lot about it, I guess.
We'll keep you out of trouble. We don't want to get you in any trouble. Yeah.
Thank you.
We don't need Jim yelling at you down there. Not Jim Britson, Jim Dewey, the
athletic director. Exactly right. Yeah. Exactly right.
Yep. Well, Coach, another great year. You saw that Johnston team, had them right there, an opportunity to win that game. You've seen a lot of good baseball teams throughout the years, coaching in the CIML, the depth of the conference in every sport, but especially baseball. It's incredible to me each and every season. This Johnston team, though, this year, one of the better ones you've seen over the last couple years?
Yeah, they had a really good squad, really good. You know, when you put a kid like Alex Dreyer in the mound, that makes a big, that changes things. You know, you get a guy that's that dominant, and that changes the whole complexion of the game. I think our league is just absolutely fantastic. It's an absolute dogfight every night. You know, the crazy part is we had a year where we were up and down, you know, and we ended up with 14 losses, and we took the title team to a one-run game in the semifinals. So I think that's how close the margin for error is for everybody, because our league was really equal all the way throughout. You know, Johnston had a gaudy record, and they worked. You know, they had talent, and it all came together for them. And sometimes it just does that for teams.
We're having a conversation right now. Dave Dierks is our guest, Waukee baseball coach, on the Draft House 50 hotline. Coach, look, has baseball now, with some of the excitement and having the opportunity to play at Principal Park, has it captured some of the imagination now of just casual baseball fans, where not just the hardcore Waukee or Johnston fan or Dowling fan or Valley fan or whoever, but just the casual baseball fan? Can you see them showing up during your tournament games downtown at the Yard?
Yeah, I think it's attendance has been really good. This year we kind of got stuck that Wednesday with the 4A schools. We had the rain coming in, and then, you know, we delayed games. That kind of hurt attendance this year. But I think the venue is just absolutely amazing for high school kids to play on. You can't imagine how awesome it is to walk out of those locker rooms. As a coach that I've done it for a while, just coach the game, but the fact that these kids at age 16, 17, 18 walk out of that locker room, and, you know, even take Kyle Schwarber, played there a month ago, and they get to walk out and be on the same field that he is. And I don't think it's super, super great experience. You know, and baseball fans take it in. The fact that you can go down there and sit and not have a bad seat in that entire place. You can sit under the shade. You can sit out in the sun. And every seat's fantastic. And you just get to see good baseball. Yeah, I think it has been great for the casual fan.
He's Dave Dierks, the head coach for the Waukee Warriors, making it to the semifinals for the third consecutive year in the Class 4A playoffs. And the fourth straight year they make it to the state tournament. Coach, again, the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association All-Star Series this week. You guys kick it off in Waukee. Looking forward to it. Should be a great time. And hopefully a bunch of people are out, able to see some good baseball coming up this weekend.
Yeah, I hope so. The weather sounds like it's going to be perfect. Mid to upper 70s, low 80s. So a great day to come out to the ballpark. So we hope to see a lot of people out at it.
Thanks for your coach today.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, Trent, I didn't have to do the weather update. He just did it for me,
exactly.
So we're good.
He helped you out. And it's Chamber Commerce weather coming up starting tomorrow over in Waukee. Should be a good event. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing some good baseball, as always.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm just glad we had a chance to chat with him, mm-hmm. because that has been an incredible run of 3 years in a row to the semifinals. And he's right. It's just, you know, one small thing that separates the championship team from a semifinal team. And to be honest with you, I hope that he gets that opportunity to finally make it to a final. I hope it's next season.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think it'd be great to see and what he's done building that program. It's not easy, you know, when you're starting. And the expectations of Waukee, Jim, with the population base that they have, the socioeconomic mm-hmm. fan base that they have, they expect a lot over there. And he's been able to deliver, get them to the tournament, to the state tournament four consecutive years. He's done a great job, and now it's about taking that next step. Sometimes that can be the most difficult part of it, though.
Oh, absolutely. It's always, I think you referenced it earlier, it's always the most difficult step just to get there. You're absolutely right. All right, everybody, we're going to take a quick time out. We're coming right back. It's the Big Talker, 1700.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
And Brandon Tierney.
We are Tiki and Tierney, giving you the big scoop on all the games. Afternoons on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG. Boom.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Well, Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Food Dudes Delivery offers commercial and residential delivery service along with the option to pre-order. Our delivery rate is always a flat fee, so whether you're ordering $15 for yourself or $300 for a party, it's going to be the same flat fee. We deliver all throughout the metro area, always keeping your food hot and fresh. Food Dudes Delivery has a vast range of food options for you to choose from. So place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection, and Match is not only number one in first, but second dates, too. Now here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/view for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/view. That's match.com/view. Match.com/view.
Running low on the stuff you need? Time for a Target run. We're here for all the big moments and the little ones too, like winning at school lunches. With Lunchables on sale this week, just 10 for $10. And a 10 pack of Capri Sun for only $2.29. While you're there, save on stuff that's always on your list. With $15 off when you spend $50 on household essentials, like laundry and cleaning supplies, paper products, and air fresheners. Get smart deals plus everyday low prices on everyday essentials. Target run and done. Pricing may vary. Restrictions may apply.
1700 KBGG is the big talker in Des Moines with Dave Ramsey talking about your money and your life.
You can do this. You know, that really is a message. Whether you've got $270,000 in student loan debt or $27,000, whether you've got a $50,000 income or a $500,000 income.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 9 till noon, sponsored by Mediacom Careers.
Count it down.
3, 2, 1.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Your Honor, I stand before you to prove that AT&T's two-year price guarantee is the ultimate all-included bundle experience.
Order!
I submit Exhibit A, DirecTV Select all-included package with over 145 channels. Exhibit B, monthly fees for Wi-Fi Gateway, Genie HD DVR, and three additional receivers included.
Objection! Overruled!
Exhibit C, reliable high-speed internet and digital home phone.
Order!
And to close, lock in your bundle price at $89.99 a month for 2 years with AT&T.
The court rules in favor of AT&T. Call your local dealer now.
Switch to DirecTV today and start enjoying the nation's number one satellite TV service. Call Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR. That's Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR.
Requires 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements and combined billing. New approved customers only must remain active and in good standing on all services or then prevailing rates apply in second year. Prorated ETF up to $480 for TV, $180 for internet, equipment, non-return, and other fees and conditions apply. Call for details. Offer ends 1-21-17.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Jim Brunson, Trent Condon. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Live from the Wolf Construction Studio. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right. Welcome back one final time. We wrap things up. Jimmy B and TC with you. I'm the Big Talker 1700. Coming up tomorrow in the program, we got Ken Silverstein stopping by. We'll talk some Big Ten with him. Found it interesting. A couple of former Hawkeye players that might be known, or maybe not, have found homes, including Jonathan Parker. Now, of course, Jonathan Parker will long be remembered for what happened in the Tax Slayer Bowl that was changed in some people's minds to the Hawk Slayer Bowl, as poorly as they played a couple years back against Tennessee. Of course, he was the player on the kick return duty that, as he was tiptoeing out of bounds inside his own five-yard line, why he was even trying to grab that ball, his head scratching in its own right, he decides to chuck the ball forward. Well, he's found a home. He'll be playing next season at Northern Illinois as a grad transfer. Also, former Hawkeye, who is also on the track team, Emmanuel Agwu, has found a home back in his native Texas as he'll be at TCU down there. So a couple of notes there for the Hawkeyes, a couple of former Hawks finding new homes as we get ready for the football season. You know, we've asked guys like Pat Hardy earlier today, has there been any rumblings? Have you heard anything? Still a little bit early. And they like to keep those things kind of under lock and key. And you don't get a whole lot. You're left wondering what we're going to hear. What's going to be the first big, it's not even news that breaks, but what's going to be that first rumbling, that first rumor? Sometimes it's injury related. That's a lot of times where things can step up. You see things there. Those kind of things happen. You wonder if that's going to be the case in this one. Is it going to be a quarterback emerging, a young guy stepping forward? We see all these developments and these rumblings and rumors that start to build up. You get to Kids Day, your first live action, seeing the guys over there, seeing what they're able to do, you know, how much the offense has opened up. We're still not going to know. Until the bullets are flying, that will be really the only time that you're really going to be able to see with this team before the Wyoming game, the great unknown. We've been back and forth. We've talked about both sides of it. Jimmy B, I was talking about the Hawks a little bit and taking a look at what they've been able to do, you know, the rumblings. He asked the question with Pat Hardy. What are you hearing right now? And there just isn't a whole lot. That's kind of Iowa football in general. Even the things that we hear. Remember last year was Devontae Young? He didn't catch a pass last year. Even the things that we hear in August camp, a lot of times don't come to fruition.
I don't understand what the deal is here. It's one of those things where you kind of get caught between a rock and a hard place. And I go back to what you just referenced when we had Pat Hardy on the show, and he says, really haven't heard much. And you said, well, that's a good thing. And I guess it's a good thing. Yes. I'd like to hear something though, Trent. I'd like to get something leaked out so that we got something to discuss other than, okay, they're practicing and we really don't know really what they're doing. So come on, give me something.
What are you looking for?
Here's what I'm looking for. I'm looking to see, and Pat Hardy talked about this. If there really is a quarterback competition or if it just is Stanley's job and that's it and the rest was just coach speak, I'm looking to see if any of the wide receivers other than Vandenberg are showing any signs, even just in practice sessions that they might be able to help in that capacity. Anything at all that would give the Iowa Hawkeye fan a little bit of hope that this team will be able to do more than just run the ball right and left now with two terrific running backs. Just something.
But we're not going to know that. Until we're actually in the game, we're not going to know.
Yep.
The offenses look great and Nick Easley is a stud, well, then you're going to be left saying, well, does that mean that their cornerbacks are awful? You know, should we be concerned with Rugumba? Should we be concerned with Joshua Jackson and Michael Ojemudia? Should we be nervous about those guys? That's the road that you go down. Jim, I've seen this song and dance now for 19 years. You can hope, you can plead. There will be some rumblings that come out. But if you think you're going to find anything definitive, I'll tell you, you're not going to get it. It's the way it is. It's Fort Kinnick over there. Kirk has things locked up. There's some rumbling, some rumors, but if you're expecting more than that, you're going to be sadly, sadly disappointed in what's going to come out.
Oh, I know, Trent. I know. It's that way, and you're right. You've seen it longer than I have. I've only seen it for 7 years. You've seen it for 19, and it doesn't change. It just doesn't change. But I sure wish we could get something. Just a little tidbit of, hey, the offense looks really like it's in tune. Ramunga picked off three passes during 11-on-11 drills. Something. But you absolutely get zero. And I think that's kind of frustrating. It's frustrating from our standpoint. I'm sure that some fans would like to get a little more information as well.
One more thing here as it pertains to college sports. So we mentioned back, I want to say it was 2 months ago, that Joe Lunardi released another bracket at ESPN.com. I think it was, if I remember, it was June 1st that he did that. And we saw Iowa State in that bracket, but no Iowa, which left both of us kind of scratching our heads. But, okay, fine, well and good. Well, now another bracket release from one of the national bracket guys, and it's Jerry Palm at CBS. So looking through it, going through, all right, he's got his top two seeds. All right, breakdown by conference. ACC with 8 teams, all right. The Big Ten with 7, all right. Michigan State, no surprise. Purdue, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Northwestern, Michigan, Maryland, but no Iowa. And the Big 12, 5 teams, Kansas, West Virginia, Texas, Baylor, and TCU, no Iowa State. We've seen Iowa State listed in one of these two big national ones, but yet we haven't seen Iowa. What is happening here? Is it the national media is overlooking this Iowa team? Or have we inflated what we think this year's Hawkeye team is going to be on a local level?
That's a very good question. I don't think that we have inflated it because we have seen it, and we know what is coming in to help join it. I think with Iowa missing the NCAA tournament last season and then losing at home against TCU in the NIT, probably soured most national pundits by doing that. I think if they would have made a deeper run in the NIT, didn't have to go to the championship, but at least would have beaten TCU, maybe they might have turned a couple of more heads here during these polls. But since they lost, that turned people away from them. Look, you and I both know about Iowa State. It's the magical mystery tour. We have absolutely no clue what we're going to get out of this team. And I think that's going to be one of the big stories once we get to wintertime, will be Iowa State. I think locally, because we've been so focused on Iowa State and Iowa, and now locking into Iowa and seeing the potential, and we all know what potential does. It gets coaches fired, although it's not going to get McCaffrey fired, obviously. But we've seen the potential. I don't think the national media sees that potential as closely as you and I do.
Yeah, it's just surprising. You lose one guy, yeah, your leading scorer in Peter Jack, but I see that team. Remember, they had a winning record in the Big Ten last year. Yeah, the Big Ten was down, but still to do that with that many freshmen, guys that are turning into sophomores, I don't know. Wisconsin, I get it. They get the benefit of the doubt. They deserve it. They've earned that right. I get that. And it's really not anybody from the Big Ten that I'd take out. I put Iowa in there, and I'd take probably another squad away. And that's the tricky part. You got to just go with 68, right? And as you go through it and you look here, 8 from the ACC, 7 from the Big Ten, 7 from the SEC. That was a head-scratcher for Palm for me.
That is a head-scratcher for me if you've got 7 teams from the SEC. That's a little stunning to me.
Big East with 6 out of their 10 teams making their way in. Maybe Big 12 just with 5, Pac-12 with 4. The American with Wichita, Cincinnati, and Houston with 3. Also 3 out of the A-10. 2 from the WCC, and then everybody else is the a one-bid conference. Guess who he has as the champion of the Missouri Valley, though?
Let's see. Does he have Illinois State by chance?
He does. He does. Illinois State, even after losing quite a bit last year, still has them in the top spot in the MVC with no Wichita this year. Just
interesting.
Another one that leaves you scratching your head.
Yeah.
And wondering when people look at this Iowa team on a national scale, what they're missing. Or are we missing something? Look, the one thing that derails it all is injury, especially anything in the backcourt. You know, the two starters go down, Moss, Bohannon. They just don't have a whole lot of depth there. That can derail things. But outside of that, I would be incredibly surprised if this team, at the very least, isn't an NCAA tournament team.
I'm with you on that. By the way, Fran McCaffrey holding a little bit of a news presser, and Tom Kakert, Hawkeye Report, who is featured on our program once a week, has tweeted out, McCaffrey says, Garza and Nungy have been phenomenal in workouts, and Pemsel has been spectacular the last few days of practice. So it's good to see that Pemsel is back and being able to perform after the surgery that he had.
Good to see. Getting him back out there, get him into shape. And then, Fran, good luck, my man. How are you going to play those guys at the center and power forward positions? How you divvy those minutes up is, it's going to be ridiculous. And you know what, Jim? It'll give us an opportunity after every game, we'll be able to second guess how he uses those minutes.
Well, I think that might be the story for Iowa.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about the magical mystery tour for Iowa State. Who's going to play? Who's going to contribute? Who's going to sit? That sort of thing. For Iowa, it's going to be, okay, who's going to get minutes and who isn't?
So, Jimmy B, with that, what are you watching tonight on your Rockstar satellite? What catches your eye as you take a look at the landscape? We got a little afternoon baseball today. There's been some hoops on with the basketball what do they call it? The tournament, right?
The tournament, yes. Yeah. And they will crown the winner, and the winner gets, the team gets $2 million. That's not a bad payday for one of those teams, because it's winner take all. The thing that I'll probably watch, I'll watch Cubs and D-backs again tonight.
Yep.
The Yankees are playing right now. They're matched up in a game against Detroit. I'm not really sure how much baseball that I will tune in. I'll probably watch Royals again tonight.
Yeah.
I think I got to do that. I think I've got to see if they can finally get off the schneid and get something going, because they've been slipping here. I don't think Cleveland-Boston is going to deliver a game like they did last night. Your team, Minnesota's playing San Diego, and there's no score after the first inning, but I think you've kind of sworn them off now. As far as anything else, St. Louis, Milwaukee, maybe later tonight. I'll probably sample that a little bit too.
Yep, that's the one that I'll be keeping my eye on, along with the Cubs here tonight, and keep an eye on it on your Rockstar satellite. That'll do it for the show today. Jimmy B and TC will be back with you tomorrow at noon. Have a good afternoon, everybody.
The big games play here. Westwood One Sports on Des Moines Station for news, talk, sports. 1700 KBGG.
Hi, folks. Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office party tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver five times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection, and Match is not only number one in first, but second dates, too. Now here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/search for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/search. That's match.com/search. Match.com/search.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars, but when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, ready to spray, or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just $10. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bug Be Gone. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just $10, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.